Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
Miracles going. There's a river of miracles going. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are, of course, indeed grateful that the Lord has brought us here yet again. Amen, Jesus. He has brought us here. Listen, people, just one more time. And for this, we give God thanks. For this, we give him praise. Amen, Jesus. We realize he didn't have to do it, amen, but according to his grace and his mercy, amen, Jesus, he has given us yet another day. And so we're so grateful for that on tonight, amen. Grateful, 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 grateful hearts, amen, Jesus. Just grateful, just filled, amen, on tonight, amen, with the gratefulness of God, amen. And we pray that you are too. We pray that you've come now, amen, to this hour. Amen, Jesus, we want you to bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. We want you to please, ma'am, please, sir, invite someone to come and be a part of the broadcast on tonight. Amen. Tonight is going to be a little different. Amen, Jesus, but nevertheless, amen, it's just what the Lord ordered. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We know that God is doing some great things here on the PNN, and we are so grateful. Amen, Jesus. And tonight we will have an exclusive, powerful testimony, amen, coming from a young woman. Glory to God, amen, that I know, amen. She's a part of our ministry. Glory to God. And we were actually at an outreach, and I tell you, I began to listen to our testimony, and I said, my God, that would be so encouraging for somebody to hear, amen, because she's been through so much, but the Lord has kept her and he's brought her through. And so we're so very grateful for that on tonight, amen. So we want you to invite someone to come to hear, to see what the Lord has done, amen. He is no respecter of persons. Truly, he's done it for her, amen, and he can do it for you, amen. He can do it for us, amen, Jesus. Just to put you in remembrance, amen, Jesus, that God's not dead, he's yet alive, amen. There's no situation, there's no circumstance that's too hard for him, amen, Jesus. No situation too heavy, no situation too difficult, glory to God. And we will certainly hear that tonight in her testimony, amen. Just a beautiful, powerful testimony, amen. And it's an exclusive on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, it's going to be her giving her testimony, telling the goodness of the Lord and what he has done. So we want you to go ahead and invite, come on in, amen, invite them to come and be a part of it. Glory to God, I'm excited for what the Lord is about to do, glory to God, on this line tonight, amen. I am so very, very excited tonight, amen, glory to God, just excited seeing this what God is doing, seeing it beginning to unfold right before our eyes. Amen. And we're so grateful for that. Amen. Glory to God. So go ahead and invite someone to come in. Amen. Listen, jump out there on that group text. Glory to God. Tell them, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We have an exclusive testimony on tonight. Tell them to come and be a part. Amen. Tell them to come and hear what the Lord has done, amen, so that they can be encouraged in the Lord on tonight, amen. Glory be to God. So we're so grateful, amen, Jesus. Just want to thank God, amen, for all of our listeners, our international listeners. We thank God for you on tonight from wherever, whichever country you're listening from. We want you to know that we thank God for you and thank you for tuning in to be with us. We really, really appreciate you. Amen, Jesus. Listen, we send our love. Glory to God. We want you to know that we love you. We appreciate you. Amen. Glory be to God. We truly, again, thank God for you. We thank God for all of our listeners that are here. Amen. In the States. Glory to God. Those in the isles of the sea. Glory to God. Whatever time this broadcast, amen, rests upon your ears. Amen, Jesus. It's the self-same love and appreciation that we're extending to you, to let you know, amen, you are truly important to us. Amen. So while you're listening, amen, while you're getting settled in, glory to God again, go ahead and text a couple of people, tell them to come on in, amen, Jesus, to be with us on tonight. Amen. Listen, I'm going to give you the number. You don't even have to look for it. Amen. I know everything is on auto dial these days. Yes. But listen, go to that group text, text a couple of people and say, please join me tonight on the PNN. And then put this number in there, 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. Amen. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Amen. If you have social media, amen, on your Facebook page, glory to God, amen. Just go ahead and drop it out there, amen. It only takes a minute. Amen. It only takes a minute, amen, to send the word. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we got to do it. Amen, Jesus. If we want the Lord to continue to grow, to continue to expand, amen, it takes all hands on deck. Amen. Because you don't know the people that I know don't know the people that you know. Glory to God. So each one has to reach one in your own area or your own circle of influence. Yes. So we have to do this. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We really, really, really have to do it. Amen. If we want the Lord to continue to grow and expand this PNN. Amen. Glory to God. So we're so grateful tonight. Amen. I just want to thank God for my leaders. Amen, Jesus. Just going ahead and establishing the protocol on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for all leaders. Amen. You that are on the line, you that are just listening in, for you that are, amen, Jesus, praying for, amen, this outreach ministry. We thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for those of you that always, amen, send us, amen, Jesus, your well wishes, letting us know, amen, that you're praying, letting us know that you're listening in when you're not even, amen, scheduled to be on. And that's a blessing. Amen. Glory to God. But I just want to thank, amen, him tonight, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on tonight. Just want to thank him, glory to God. He's the giver of life. Amen. He's the keeper. He's the bishop of our soul. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. Amen. Just grateful, grateful, grateful unto him tonight. Amen. For all that he's done, all that he's doing. Truly, he's done a great work in the midst of us. Amen. Glory to God. And we're growing. We're growing by this word. We're growing. We're being cleansed by the word. Amen. That the Lord is allowing, that's enabling to come across these airways and in our local assemblies. Glory to God. Anywhere that we're able to tap into the word, glory to God, the word is doing the work. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to thank God tonight. Amen, Jesus, for, amen, our celestial intercessor, the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. Thanking God for him, his life and legacy. Amen, Jesus, that he has left in the earth the blueprint. Amen, Jesus. And here we are, amen, just advancing. Glory to God, advancing the vision. We're not, amen, traveling the earth in tents and et cetera, et cetera. But people of God, here we are trying to get this word out. Amen. Same goal, to win the lost, amen, to win the lost, to bring the souls into the kingdom, amen. So we bless God, we thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, for him. We're thanking him tonight, glory to God, senior apostle, glory to God, senior apostle, amen, glory to God, Samuel Huggins James on tonight, amen. We were just in camp meeting. And my God, I tell you, that man of God preached, glory to God, with the D, with a capital D on the end. Amen. He really, amen, availed himself unto the Lord, and we were blessed immensely. So we give God thanks and praise for him. Amen. Thanking God for our presiding Bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. A man of God, a man of standards. Glory to God. He's our presiding bishop, holding it, helping to hold it together. Amen. Holding it in the road. Amen. He has some big shoes to wear. But we thank the Lord for the grace. Glory to God, the grace that he has given, amen, for him to help to hold things together. Amen. I thank God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Amen, Jesus. Thanking God for him and thanking God for the first ladies of these men of God. Amen. That brings the completeness to the body of Christ. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We praise him tonight for our PNN advisors. Glory to God. Amen. Circling back around, I want to thank God for our founding mother, Mother Carrie James, on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. A beautiful woman in the Lord. Amen. Love her so much. Amen, Jesus. She's just as sweet as she can be. And we thank God for her. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just want to thank God tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Amen. We give God thanks and praise for, amen, each and every one, amen, that holds their place and space here on the PNN. Amen, Jesus. Thanking him for the prayer warriors. Thanking him, glory to God, for those that he's sent. Amen, Jesus, to help, to be a blessing, to keep this ministry moving forward. Amen. It is an outreach ministry. Amen. Truly church without walls. Amen. And I'm telling you, the Lord is expanding and blowing and growing. Amen. And reestablishing borders after borders after borders. And so we give God thanks and we give God praise for that on tonight. Amen. Truly, it is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Amen. Just want to thank God tonight. Amen. For each of you, people of God, each of you that are tuning in, whether you're tuning in by radio or by Facebook, amen, however you're tuning in tonight, we just want to make that connection and thank God for you. Thank you for coming in, amen. Thank you for continuing to come back. Thank you for continuing to listen, help us spread the word about the PNN. Amen, Jesus, we thank God for you, amen. Now listen, people of God, we do want to let you know that this is a recorded broadcast and that you can, amen, get a copy of the broadcast after, amen. We'll give you two numbers whereby you can text and we'll send it directly to your phone. And that way you can listen to it as often as you will. Or, and, amen, you can send a copy. Amen, you can copy and send to as many people as you would like to be able to listen to it. Amen. And I tell you, we thank God because we, amen, we get our report, amen, and we got people who are back in 2000, 2001. People are still opening those messages. So listen, we just want to let you know that your sending is not in vain. Amen. So when we get that report and we can see that way back in 2000, somebody has sat and listened to it, the broadcast, or back in 2001 or early in 2022, people are still listening to those broadcasts. People of God, listen, that's the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. He has an appointed time, amen, for each and every one. As we often say, amen, we don't have physical tracks, but this is a virtual track. Amen. It's virtual, amen, to be able, audible, amen, to be able that people can listen to the word, amen, and be blessed whensoever the Lord moves upon them. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We want you to, glory to God, go ahead and get your pen and your paper. Again, go ahead and take somebody, jump on social media, let somebody know, hey, join us on PNN tonight. Amen. We have an exclusive, amen, powerful testimony that's getting ready to come forth and tell them you want to be there. Listen, listen, somebody, reach out to somebody young. Reach out to somebody young because this testimony that this woman of God is bringing forth, amen, Jesus, listen, glory to God, I tell you, I think it touches just about every area, amen, of a person's life, amen. I heard it part in part, amen, again, at an outreach, and I said, we've got to get her to come on the PNN, amen, glory to God. So listen, people of God, we now, amen, as you're settling in, amen, and inviting others to come in, glory to God, we're going to get ready on tonight to sanctify the line, amen. We want the line to be pure, amen, Jesus, glory to God, always, always pure, always sanctified, amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen, giving honorage unto the Lord, amen, that he can have his way, and do what he wants to do. Listen, we don't want to do anything, amen, in vain glory, amen, but we want God to be glorified. So we always take the time to sanctify the line, amen, that we can be purified, amen, whatever distractions may be around us, amen, bring them under subjection, amen, so that the people can hear and that the people can be blessed, amen. Glory to God. So at this time, we're going to ask, amen, Jesus, will our missionary Dorothy Fan, if she will come, glory to God, and bless the line for us. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him. We hear you, sis. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. The song says, Jesus, I never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I never forget, no, never. How can I forget what you done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? Jesus, I never forget, no, never. Jesus, I never forget what you done for me. Jesus, I never forget how you set me free. Jesus, I never forget how you brought me out. Jesus, I never forget, no, never. How can I forget what you done for me? How can I forget how you set me free? How can I forget how you brought me out? Jesus, I never forget, no, never, because you done so much for me. I just can't tell it all. I just can't tell it all. I just can't tell it all. You done so much for me. I just can't tell it all. What the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you tonight. Lord, we glorify your holy name, Lord God. We thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your love, Lord God, and kindness towards each and every one of us. We come this day, Lord God, asking you to look upon us today, Lord God. Look upon us and have mercy upon our soul. Look upon us, Lord God, and forgive, Lord God, in and everything that we have done, Lord God, knowing and unknown, Lord God. We come before your presence tonight, asking you, Lord God, to look down upon each and every one of us, Lord God, and hear our prayer this night, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to just come in, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your throne, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to touch us, Lord God, where we need to be touched, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to look upon us, Lord God, and have mercy and forgive, Lord God, sin, Lord God, iniquity, Lord God, transgression. We come before you right now, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to purify us tonight, Lord God, that we may come before you, Lord God, and we may be welcome, Lord God, in your presence, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move by your spirit and by your mighty powers this night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come, Lord God, asking you to have your way on this line, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come, Lord God, asking you to move mightily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We come, Lord God, asking you to help us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to receive your word, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, this night. Lord God, save, Lord God. Deliver, Lord God. Set free, Lord God. Heal on the line tonight, Lord God. Heal broken spirits, Lord God. Heal broken hearts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Encourage tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Just have your way on the line tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless each and every one, Lord God, in countries, Lord God, far and in cities near, Lord God. We ask you this night to have your way, Lord God. Bless the speaker on tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch it right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and make it easy, Lord God, to come before your people tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we receive, Lord God, this night, whatever you have, Lord God, in store for us tonight, Lord God, we receive it this night in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move right now, Lord God, for Mr. Bradley in the name of Jesus. Touch it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open up the windows of heaven, pour out a blessing, Lord God, that you won't even have room to receive in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you this night, Lord God, that everybody's on the line tonight, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be attentive to your word tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, the testimony, Lord God, got to be coming from you, Lord God. So help us, Lord God, to, Lord God, receive it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Again, have your way, Lord God. Let your will be done this night, Lord God, on the line, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Save that young man, that young boy, that young girl, Lord God, the young lady, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move this night, Lord God. Move, Lord God, mightily. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name. We bless you this night in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, missionary fan. Amen. God bless you tonight. People of God, amen. Don't you just feel God, amen. Don't you just feel like something is about to happen tonight? Glory be to God, amen. I don't know about you, but I feel it in my soul, amen. Glory to God. While you, amen, you have a moment, glory to God, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come on in, amen. We want the world to hear this testimony on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming from Psalm 121. Glory to God. In its entirety. Glory to God. And the scripture reads, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Glory to God. I have read for you. Amen. Jesus Psalm. Amen. Jesus 121. Glory be to God from the King James Version. May the Lord add a blessing tonight. Amen. To the hearers, the doers of his most precious word. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, we're getting ready tonight. Amen. To hear, amen, a powerful testimony. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but even our last testimony service was so beautiful. It was so powerful. Amen, Jesus. And we know that God, listen, anytime, amen, the Lord shows his mighty acts in the lives of his people, that's powerful. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But before, amen, we bring on, glory to God, our sister tonight. We're going to ask our PNN advisor, amen, our PNN Sunbird, Sister Robin, amen, Sister Robin Jackson, if she will come song on tonight.
They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. Let us praise His name. Let us praise His name. In the morning, the noonday, the evening, all day, let us praise His name. Oh, I love You, Lord. Yes, I love You, Lord. For Your goodness, Your mercy, Your peace and Your joy, yes, I love You, Lord. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God. They belong to God. They belong to God. All the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to God.
Amen, amen, amen. God bless you, sis. Amen. So appropriate, amen, for tonight. Glory to God, amen. And always, glory to God. So many times I find myself, amen, just getting caught up right there in that song. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. Amen. Thank God for, amen, you on tonight. Thank God for that beautiful solo on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, people of God, amen, we pray, amen, that you have and that you are perhaps still sending out those text messages. Glory to God, amen, for, amen, this exclusive testimony on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I just want to say again, amen, Jesus. I thank God, amen, for this sister on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for her testimony. I heard it in part, amen. She is a part, amen, of we're in the same ministry. Glory to God. But I had not heard her testimony, and we were actually there at an outreach, glory to God, in Troy, Alabama. And as she began to give her testimony, it was so impactful. It was so impactful, amen, so much that the Lord has done. So the Lord quickened me to ask her, amen, to come and share it. Amen, Jesus, come and share it with the world because God has done so much. And I know we only heard in part. Amen, Jesus. But listen, we thank God for this platform on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just wanted to take a time. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for as long as you need because someone can be reached by this testimony. Amen. Glory to God. Someone can be changed. Lives can be transformed by this very testimony. Amen. Glory to God. And we just thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She is, amen, initially from New York, amen. But I want to refrain from saying anything because her testimony is so, amen, Jesus. It's again, it's so impactful. But she'll give you, amen, Jesus, the testimony, just how everything rolled out. But we want you to be very attentive, glory to God, and see the hand of the Lord move in her life. Amen, Jesus. Because she stands, amen, in victory. She stands tonight, glory to God, and you'll be able to see what the Lord has done. Amen. And all the glory, all the honor, all the praises, they are due unto him for what he has done in this woman of God's life on tonight. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, amen, we're going to turn the platform over to her. Amen, Jesus. Tonight, people of God, we want you to receive, amen, our sister, amen, Jesus, the redeemed of the Lord, amen. Glory to God, Sister Leslie Wright, on tonight. Sis, if you would, please press, amen, Jesus, and let's get you over on the platform side on tonight. Just press *6, amen. There you are, amen. God bless you tonight. We're going to yield the platform to you. Amen. The blessings of the Lord be with you. Amen, Jesus. And just give God all the glory, the honor, and the praises.
Yes.
Amen. You have the platform.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. God bless you. Good evening. I want to thank you first, Minister Bradley, for the invitation and give my testimony. And first and foremost, I want to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for my life, for today, for allowing me another day to wake up and say thank you for his grace and mercy that he continues to shine on me. I would be remiss if I didn't give honor to my senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and to my pastor, Pastor Lindsay, to our celestial intercessor, Dr. James, who has gone on, and to each one, each member, I am grateful for this opportunity. I do want to preface by saying that my testimony may be all over the place, but what I do know is that every day I'm reminded of the deliverance. Every day I'm reminded of his graciousness towards me. Every day I look and I see the things going on around in the world, and I'm reminded of a situation from my past that he has delivered me from, and I'm so grateful for that. I'm grateful that he allowed me to live this testimony so that I can always encourage someone that if he did it for me, he can do it for you. There's so many things that have happened in my life, so many situations, so many people have crossed my path, good people, bad people, and God has kept me for this purpose. My life, I want to just give you a background of me, and I'm born and raised in a place called Poughkeepsie, New York. I am one of 14 siblings born to my mother, and I say that because I had a different father, and even some of that impacted my growing up, impacted my behaviors. As I was growing up, I was always reminded that I had a different father, and my mother, by the time I came along, my parents were saved, so I was raised in a household where Jesus was foremost. We weren't allowed to play cards. We weren't allowed to gamble. We weren't supposed to wear pants. My parents were church-going parents who loved Jesus. I think my mother lived with a little bit of guilt because there were so many times where I felt like I wasn't loved, and that created a situation for me to go look for love outside of the home. And I want to tell you that there's no shame in my testimony. I'm not ashamed because when God delivers you and deliverance is complete, that path is just what it is. It's a path. I don't live based on what I did. I don't live based on what happened to me. My God is a delivering God, and he has cleaned me out totally. But it's important that I share these things because whoever may be going through it now, I need them to know that they're not alone and that things that happen to you don't create who you are. Things that people do to you doesn't who you are. When I was a little girl, some of my early memories of this particular kind of behavior that I had, this addictive behavior that I had when I was a little girl, because I've suffered molestation, I've suffered incest, I've suffered verbal abuse, I've suffered physical abuse, almost every kind of abuse you could name, I've suffered. But as a little girl, there was this man that my sister was seeing, and he used to call me out in the hallway, and I would go out in the hallway, and he would touch me, and he would give me a treat, and the treat was a piece of Juicy Fruit gum. And it tastes so good to me, and all of these things that was happening to my body, it didn't hurt me or anything, so I didn't think it was wrong. And I didn't feel like, because of the relationship my mother and I had, I didn't feel like I could tell her. So sometimes a child feels safe running to their mother and saying, Mommy, this is happening. But with our young minds, when things are happening to us and we're being tricked by the devil, thinking that it feels good, it feels nice, it must be okay, we don't know to go tell our parents. And I say that because that's part of my testimony. And as I got older, this abuse moved on to incest. I had a brother that when I was young, I got pregnant. I got pregnant at the age of 16, and I had a son. And so I moved out of my parents' house. And so I've always worked, you know, and I was working, and we used to go over to a cousin's house. We used to go over to a cousin's house after work. Me and a couple other cousins would get together. That would be our Friday, and we would go and just relax from working these hard hours. We worked at the same place. And I was at my cousin's house, and, of course, then back then you started with smoking reefer. We called it reefer. They call it weed. They call it something now. But that's what we started with. And then we started growing. We think we're grown and we can graduate, and we started doing cocaine in the powder form and, you know, just sniffing and, you know, drinking and just relaxing. And I want to tell you that the devil will trick you. He will make you think that this is a good time and you deserve it. And that's what he did to me. And then I had a cousin that she was doing what we called at that time freebasing. And that's when they make the cocaine into a rock form. And on a dare, she dared me. She told me she bet I couldn't handle it and whatever else she said. And me, I'm grown now and I'm 18, I'm believing, you know, you dare me, I'm going to show you. So I tried it. And I'm here to tell you, from the first time I tried it, I was hooked. I didn't know I was hooked, but as I reviewed my life, I realized I was hooked. And so then I'm still working, and I've always had good jobs. So I'm working at a nursing home, and I'm going, waiting till Friday to go to my cousin's house. And then it got to the point to where Friday was taking too long, so now I'm graduating to the middle of the week and going to my cousin's house. And then, of course, being the good addict that I was becoming, sharing it with my cousin didn't seem reasonable. Now I want it all for myself. So I learned how to go and hide in my room and do it all by myself. And I still was a reasonable mother to my son. I still was a reasonable mother, because at this time my son is still a young boy. So I have a sister that I'm paying to take care of my son. I'm working two jobs. I'm working in a bar and I'm working in a nursing home. And there's no time for sleep because, you know, it's what we call, you keep chasing that same feeling. So I'm still getting high continuously trying to get that same feeling. And as I was coming, I was at work one day and I was really sleepy is what I was, but I told my bosses that I was sick so that I could, you know, leave and come home. And as I was driving home, I fell asleep behind the wheel. And when I woke up, my car was leaning up against a telephone pole over a ravine. And I'm telling you these things because as I review the things that have happened in my life, I see the hand of God. I see how he has kept me. I see how he has kept me. And I didn't realize it then, but so many things come back to me, and I see the angels of the Lord keeping me. And someone was there waking me up, and as I looked down, you couldn't even see the bottom or where it was, where it ended. So that was just one incident. So now I'm going on, and life is going on. I'm getting older. I'm like 24, 25, 26. And what happens is, the more you use a drug, the bigger it becomes in your life. Other things, you don't have time to go to work because that takes away from using drugs. You don't have time to bathe. You don't have time to brush your teeth. You don't have time to eat. You don't have time to dress. You don't have time to wash. You simply want to to get the drug because it becomes a physical thing where your body wants it. And I want to tell you that my life, my recovery took a different turn. I'm in church now. I love Jesus and I serve him daily. But my life, the turn that my life took was that my mother actually called CPS on me because I couldn't stay home to take care of my son. She found herself taking care of my son. I lost my apartment. I'm back to living with my mother, and I'm leaving my son with my mother and my brother, and I'm continuously gone, and she had enough of that. You know, she had raised 14 children. She had had enough. So she called CPS on me, and when CPS becomes involved, you really have to do what they say or your child will be taken away. So they sent some lady to come and get me, to take me to a rehab, and I'm still wanting to get high. So I'm going, the lady is driving me up to some facility, and they told me I had to stay there 30 days, otherwise I would lose my child, lose custody. So as I'm going with this lady, I still had drugs on me in my pocket. I'm making her stop every couple of miles, telling her I have to go to the bathroom. When we reached this facility, I just counted down to 30 days because I wasn't finished. I wasn't done getting high. I wasn't finished with that life. When I went back to doing the exact same thing that I was doing. But now it had graduated. It had graduated to where someone asked me if I wanted to sell drugs for them. And for a drug user, that's the worst thing to do. So now I have access. And there's some things that happened to me while I was a drug dealer. I had a gentleman, and I use that term loosely, he came to purchase something from me. And when he came, his intention wasn't to buy it, but his intention was to rob me. So I went downstairs with just about four pieces in my hand, and he took them all out of my hand, and I'm looking for the money. And he looked at me, and when I tried to stop him from going out the door, he started to choke me. And he choked me till I was almost unconscious, and then he left. And I'm telling you about this because in that situation there, had God not let the unconsciousness come, I might have tried to fight him, and I might be dead. You know, in those kind of situations, I remember them, and I know how God, even then, even when I was living that life, God kept his hand on me. And I get emotional because when I think about it, the life that I was living, thinking that I was unworthy, thinking that I didn't deserve it, thinking that I'm the greatest sinner there is, God had a plan for me, and he kept me. So now life is going on. Life is going on. I'm still living with my mother. I'm no longer working. And I live on an area where there's nothing but drug dealers. I guess you could call it the block. That's what we called it. And now I'm in a situation where I owe the drug dealer money, so I can't go outside. So me being the good drug addict that I was, I sent my son, my seven-year-old son, with a note and some money to go across the street. I looked out the window and I pointed to who I wanted my son to go see. I sent my son, my seven-year-old son, to go to get drugs for me. So right there I had planted a seed. And I'm telling you this because I want you to know that when you're living that life, your life will take you to extremes that you never, in your right thinking, would imagine happening. So that was an incident. And I'm telling you about that because I want to tell you later on how that little seed that I planted impacted my son's life. I want to tell you that I was in a situation, I was sitting in a house getting high with a man, and two men came in with AK-47s or AR-15s, whatever you call them big, big guns. And I was so afraid, I just threw my hands up in the air. And in New York, you learn to turn your head because you don't want nobody to think that you saw their face or anything. And that's what I did. And I remember him asking me, did I see some guy's name? And I said, no. And I'm so scared to death. But I'm telling you this, I'm not glorifying these situations that happened to me, but I want to tell you because I need somebody to know that if you haven't been through these are some things that could happen. And if you have been through it and you've been blessed to be delivered from it, you have to make a decision. I was in another situation where I was getting high with some man, and I was way, way far from home, and I was at some man's house, and I didn't even know who the man was. And I'm going to tell you, the God that I serve is such a loving God. He's been speaking to me my whole life, my whole life. Not audibly, but sometimes he will just put a feeling on the inside. And I know some of us have had that feeling, some of us that are going through it or have been through it or can remember. He put a feeling on the inside of me, and something said to me, leave here. Leave here now. And the man was sitting across the room, and there still was drugs to be had. And that feeling was so intense. I got up and I left, and I think I had to walk so far, and it was dark. It was nighttime, and I was in an area of town but I knew I needed to leave there. We found out later that was a serial killer. And one of the ladies that I used to get high had been killed by this man. And I'm going to tell you that God spared my life even then. And when I talk about things that have happened to me, as I said, I'm not glorifying the situation, but they say, unless you remember, you're doomed to repeat. I want to tell you that in 1993, I had got tired of doing drugs. I had been in so many situations. I had had young people calling me names, calling me out my name. I was hiding from my own son. Now, at this time, my son is about 12 years old, and he was coming home from school, and he was walking down the street that I lived on because he was living with my sister at this time. And I remember seeing him come down the street, and I remember I backed up in the alleyway. I backed up in the alleyway because I didn't want him to see me, because even though my life was consumed with getting high and doing drugs, still had enough motherly instinct in me that I didn't want my son to see me looking like that. And so I backed up, and he happened to walk down the alley, and he said to me with all his innocence, he said, Mommy, why are you hiding? And I said, because I don't want you to see me like this. And he said, Mommy, I love you. He said, it don't matter. He said, I love you. And I'm telling you this story because children in their innocence, they don't know us as drug addicts. They don't know us as all the names that we're called. They only know us as Mommy. And I knew on the inside that I wasn't doing right by that child. I knew on the inside that God had blessed me with him, and I wasn't doing right by him. So the shame had set in. And so I think about a year later, I was sitting out in front of my mother's house on the strip, as we call it, the block, and I happened to look up in the sky, and the sky looked so dark to me. And I want to tell you, I was raised in church, so I knew that there was a God. I knew that God could save. I was an usher from the time I was 12 years old. So I knew about Jesus, and I knew about the greatness of him, and I knew all that he could do. My life had just taken a different turn. But this particular night, I looked up, and I said to him, I said, God, if you show me what to do, I'll do the rest. And I'm going to tell you, that came from somewhere deep inside me. And I remember that he put my sister's name in my mind. So I think about a week later, I called my sister, because these same sisters had come to my mother's house, come to my room, and they didn't have any anointing oil, so they prayed over a bottle of Crisco, and they wanted to anoint me in my room, and I slipped out. And I'm telling you this because the desire in them for me to be delivered was so great that they were willing to do whatever it took to help me to be delivered. It was five of them, and I wasn't ready. But my sister said to me, she said, if ever you want to stop doing drugs, she said, you let me know. And, of course, being the good drug addict that I was, there were times when I needed money, so I would tell her, I want to stop. And by the time she gets there, then I'm ready to be on and out. Okay, later, later, later. So my sister had gotten full of me. She had, you know, gotten tired of me always crying wolf. Called her this time, and I was sincere. When I called her and I told her I needed help, she said, okay. But she never came for me. I told her where I was. She never came for me. But the desire was so great. So I went to where she was. I sat on her porch, and when she came downstairs, I was sitting there. And I told her, I said, I need help. I need somebody to show me how to stop doing drugs. And I want to tell you that at that point in my life, I never heard the term addiction. I never heard the term recovery. I had never heard those. Only thing I knew was I told God, if you show me what to do, I'll do the rest. My sister took me to a hospital. I told the nun, it was a St. Francis hospital, I told the nun the exact same thing. I need somebody to show me how to stop doing drugs. I can't tell you specifically what brought that on, but at some point in my life, I just had had enough. I had had enough of the embarrassment. I had had enough of the lies. I had had enough of the abuse. I had had enough of the not washing, not brushing my teeth. One of my teeth exploded in my mouth, the gums, and the pus drained in my mouth. I spit it out and kept getting high. I had had enough of people saying derogatory things. I had had enough of selling my body because that was part of it. That was part of it. You sell your body, it didn't matter who you were selling it to. The drugs had taken over my life so greatly that that's where I was. And I had had enough. And I remembered that Jesus could help me. And so went at this place. I stayed there for 90 days, and then I went on to a rehab. And when I came out of the rehab, while I was in the rehab, they kept saying, this one thing they kept saying, some of you won't even make it to your 91st day. And me being, because see, my other personality trait is that I'm strong-willed and I'm loud and I'm boisterous and, you know, I'm firm. All of those things that I know now God left in me for what he had me do a couple of months ago. But I was one of the ones sitting there, and I was sure I was going to make it only because they told me I wasn't. And you better believe, on my 91st day, I went and found my drug dealer ex-boyfriend, and I told him I wanted to get high, and I did. But because the seed had been planted in me, for 90 days, I was back to being the woman that I wanted to be. People trusted me. I washed. I went to the right places. I went to meetings. I took care of my son. I was a good person. I was a good person that I always knew that I could be. But at 18, that life was interrupted. And it felt good that people trusted me. If I said something, they trusted what I said. So when I'm getting high, I think I was getting high for 2 weeks. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this again. I don't want to do this again. So I checked myself back into a recovery center, and I told them, and they asked me, they said, well, have you been drinking or have you been using? And I hadn't been doing either. So I told them, I said, give me a minute. I left that place, went and bought a 40-ounce. I drank it, and I went back because I was desperate. I was desperate to get my life in order. Desperation will make you do what you need to do. And I was desperate to get my life back in order so that when I went back, they gave me an alcohol test, and I was loaded with alcohol, so I was able to go in. And that's when my real recovery began. Now, for some people, recovery won't include Narcotics Anonymous. For some people, Jesus will take it away and it'll simply be gone. But I have to tell you about this part of my life because some people don't know about Narcotics Anonymous or Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever your choice of drug is, and some people are taught to stay away from that. But I want to say to you that Narcotics Anonymous saved my life. And the reason Narcotics Anonymous saved my life is because it provided a place where I could go and tell my secrets, and everybody else in that room had secrets like I did, so nobody judged me. Tell you that the only way to be delivered and get released from the secrets, from the things that have happened, from the things that have been done to you, is you have to be able to talk about it. You have to be able to give it a name. You have to be able to say what it was that happened. You have to be able to say who did it. You have to let it go. And you don't let it go by just saying, oh, God, thank you. And I'm not knocking the church. I'm saying that when we go to church, God is able to do anything. But just like when we tell God what we want, when we ask him clearly for what we want, it's okay to say what has happened to you. Because there's a saying in Narcotics Anonymous that goes, we're only as sick as our secret. So if we're holding on to a secret, if we're holding on to something that was done to us, if we're holding on to some feelings, some anger, some disappointment that's towards somebody that has done something to us, real deliverance can't come because you'll go to church and you'll praise God and you'll be sitting there in a quiet moment and it'll rise up in you. And how do I know? I know because it happened to me. My bishop had us doing a Bible study on abuses, and we were covering different abuses. And the teacher asked me to stand up and to read. And as I stood up to read, the tears started to come, and they just started to flow so much till I had to run outside. And that next weekend, my bishop was in revival, and he called me out, and he said to me, he prophesied and told me that God said he was going to pull it up out of the root, pull it up by the root. So everything that I was holding on to, God just delivered me from it. So, but I'm saying, if we don't identify it, if we don't talk about it, if we think that it's okay just to go to life, go through life burying that stuff, acting like it didn't happen, we do ourselves an injustice. And the unfortunate thing is we become blind to what could possibly be going on. Because when we identify and when we remember and when we are able to talk about what happened to us, some of us mothers who may be raising little girls or even little boys, we're able to see the signs clearly. Because one thing we have to be able to do, we have to be able to protect the next generation. There's some things happen, and some of us are so in the church that we're blind to what is happening in the natural. And what I have learned is I'm very attentive to my little daughters, my little granddaughters. I don't have any, I only have one son, but I have granddaughters. And I ask questions, and I'm very particular about where they go and who's around them. And I talk to my son clearly. When my son was a young boy, I talked to him clearly about what sodomy was. I explained to him what it was. And I told him if he didn't do what I say and go where I say, then he created the opportunity for that to happen. Now, I don't mean to sound crass, but I have to say it the way it happened. And these are things that I've learned along the way. And I've learned that young girls and young boys, we bring them to church, but they be afraid or they not sure. They don't understand that they can tell mommy everything. We have to make a platform. It's important. This is what I've learned. I have to say this. Let me speak about me. What I've learned is it's so important that I create a platform to where my son, my granddaughter, any child that comes near me or that has anything to do in my life, even if I'm the only one that they can tell. I've had young girls tell me things. And, of course, you know, you have to be led as to how to handle it because we don't want to overstep our bounds. But if you have a relationship with the mother, then maybe you can talk to the mother. But I'm just saying all of this because so many things happened to me as a young girl, and I didn't feel safe. It's important for us to make our young ones feel safe. And had some of that happened, maybe my life wouldn't have gone the way it did, but maybe it would have because God is using me for what I'm doing right now. I want to say that once I got into recovery, I ended Narcotics Anonymous, and I was in there for like 9 years, and I was going different places, doing what I'm doing right now, which is we call it share our story. It started, and Narcotics Anonymous, they have a saying. They said it will introduce you to the God of your understanding, because for a lot of us, although we might have known God growing up, when things started happening to us, we start to feel like, well, he can't care about us if he's allowing this to happen. But I'm going to tell you there was a situation in my life where I was in this man's house, and he was able to lock his door from the inside. Whatever he was drinking, whatever he had, whatever, I remember I said to him, I said, I want a hit. You know, and that's how we referred to getting high. He said, I'll give you a hit. He started punching me in my head. Now, he had one of those little hook knives. He said, I should cut your throat. And I'm sitting there quietly, not believing what's happening, what's going on. And I just knew, okay, be quiet. Don't antagonize him. So thinking, being a quick thinker that I was or am, I said to him, I said, I need to go to the bathroom. I said, can I go to the bathroom? And I'm going to tell you that when I went in the bathroom, I locked the door and I climbed out the window. Now, the reason this story is important, and this is one thing I'll never forget, the reason this story is so important is that on the side of the house, there was a set of cement stairs, must have been about 8 or 10 of them, wide cement stairs that went down to a basement door. And over beside those was some grass. And when I jumped out of that window, when I should have landed on those cement stairs, I landed in the grass. And to this day, I know it was Jesus and his angels. And I'm telling you this because all through my life, Jesus has kept me. All through my life, he has covered me. If we look back, some of us who have used or are using, who are addicted or who have suffered addiction or suffered any kind of situation, if you look back over your life, there has got to have been a time where you knew that it was only by the grace of God and that it was only Jesus that kept you. And for me, those times that I think about, I'm so grateful for. So I want to tell you that before I got clean in 1994, I was in New York. And a gentleman he was selling drugs, and he wanted me to sell. And then he decided he liked me, so he wanted more from me. And the truth was he was so unattractive that I wasn't interested. But he said to me that I wasn't no real superstar. Now, I'm going to back this up because this happened in 1986. And he threw a big radio. He threw it at me, and I heard it as it went past my ear. And he kept the gun in the house, and I think he went for the gun. And I heard his friend saying, "No, man, no, don't do that." And so anyway, another friend of mine, I called him, and he called and set up for me to leave New York. And I had nothing but the clothes on my back and my son, who had nothing but the clothes on our back. And we had a choice. I had a choice to go to either Alabama or to Florida, where a friend was. Now, here in Alabama, I had a praying sister, and I didn't know it. But my sister was praying for her sisters, praying and asking God to send somebody here because she was here alone. And it was decided that I would come to Alabama, and that was in 86. I didn't start going to church until 88, and that's when I was introduced to the prophet James. And in the first that I went to, he called me out, and he said, "The Lord says you will live and not die to declare his work." And from that point on, I knew that that was a man of God, because nobody knew the real reason I came here. Nobody knew. I hadn't spoken it to myself, and I was amazed. But during that time of going to church, and then my father died in 89, then I went back to New York and back to the life that I knew. But by 94, I had had enough. But I want to say to you that God had planted a seed. He had shown me and reminded me that he had been with me always, that he will be with me always, that he has taken me through situations, that he has created for me. He has always blessed me with everything that I needed. He has always given me everything that I needed. He has always given me, you know, sometimes I start to feel a little less than sometimes, even in my walk with Christ, because I hear things like, I should be submissive, or I should be humble, I should be humility, and have a spirit of humility. And as you could tell, I'm loud. I'm loud, and, you know, I'm outspoken at times, and I'm firm, and I stand flat-footed and say, you know, and not that other women can't do that. Sometimes I feel like I'm out of place. And I want to tell you what God did for me, and I cried about it so much. Recently, we had a situation where one of our sisters for me to come and help her. And as I did, she and I would have conversations. And sometimes I would have to stand flat-footed and tell her, "Listen, God done did his part. Now you have to do yours. God didn't bring you through for you to lay home and die." And in that firmness, in that forward speaking, in that outspokenness, she let me know later on how much she appreciated it. And I cried. And she said to me, she said, "You don't know, but God used you." And I cried and I cried. And the reason I cried is because some of us, sometimes we feel different. Sometimes God has to literally show us, "You are who I want you to be." And I'm going to tell you, in my life right now, my walk with Christ, when I tell this story, there's no shame. I can't tell and share this story and make it sound like a church testimony. I can't, because the gratitude that I have, the graciousness that he has shown me, the examples that I could tell you, the situations that are so vivid in my mind, I can only thank him. And there's no way I can be
quiet about that because I'm so grateful to him. I could just jump and shout when I think of the things that he did. When I think of the situations, I've had a gun put in my mouth. I'm just saying there's so many situations that I haven't shared that God has delivered me from. And I want to say that for a time as this, sometimes, and I've had it in my life to where, as a matter of fact, I want to tell you this, that Satan has not forgot. Satan, he don't need to learn new tricks. Satan uses the same tricks for the same purpose. He wants to destroy us. My son, and this is why I was telling you about my son and the seed that I planted. My son, from the age of 16, was a drug dealer. From the age of 16. And I had to actually give him an ultimatum. I said, because I was in recovery, living a right life. I was doing the right thing, living on the right side of the law. And I had to tell my son at 16, if you can't stop doing this, you can't stay here. And my son chose to not stay at home. So by 17, my son had moved out, got his own apartment, got his own car, and never looked back. Now, him and I have an amazing relationship, and we always have had. But I'm saying I planted that seed. That seed I planted. And I have to say that, and I have to own that, because had I not sent him to go even interact with a drug dealer or even know what drugs were, his life may not have taken that route. And it may have, but there's some things that I know that I did that I take ownership for. And my son got arrested in 2015, and this is why I tell you that Satan, he doesn't need to learn new tricks. He used the same old tricks. And when my son got arrested, I felt like my life had fallen apart. I felt like every bad thing that you hear about prison, now my son was going to be subjected to. And I'm going to tell you that I went into a depression, and now I'm saved, sanctified, and living for the Lord and going to church daily and just going to work and living a holy life. But in 2015, I wanted to commit suicide. Two times I had the pill bottles in my hand, and I wanted to take the whole pill bottle. I would go to work, and the reason I would go to work was because it was bringing me out of my house. My house was full with evil spirits, and I knew it. I knew it. I knew they were there. When I came home, I would take something to put myself to sleep, and when I woke up, I would take some more because I wanted to stay asleep until it was time to get up and go to work or go to church. I loved going to church because that was my only relief from being in my house. The church people didn't know what's going on. They saw I was losing weight, and they would just make comments like, oh, Sister Leslie, you're looking good. But what they didn't know was I wasn't eating because I couldn't eat. Satan had grabbed a hold of me, grabbed a hold of my mind, grabbed a hold of my appetite, grabbed a hold of my sleeping. I'm going to tell you, he had me wrapped up. I was in a camp meeting, and in the camp meeting, he started tormenting my mind. And I spoke out loud. I said, Satan, I said, you're going to do this to me right here, right now, in the temple? I asked him that audibly because I couldn't believe that I wasn't getting some relief being in the temple of God. I used to go and lay on the altar, and I asked God to deliver me. I used to go spend the weekend with someone else, this older lady, because I was scared to stay home because I knew. Finally, death rose up out of my floor, rose right up out of my floor. And I just grabbed my leg and I just said, Jesus. And when I said Jesus, of course, he was gone. I'm telling you this to let you know that in your life, you will face things. Things don't just change just because you give your life to Jesus. There's some work required. Just like there's some work required when we decide that we're going to be saved. It's not hard, but there's work involved. We stop going to the places that we used to go to. We read our Bible. We pray. We fast. There's some work involved. So I want to say that for me, while I was saved, loving Jesus, living a wonderful life, Satan decided he wanted to take my life. And he knew if he took my life, there would be no redemption. But I'm going to tell you, I still did what I was doing. I still went to work, and I still went to church because those were the safe places for me. I used to go to work an hour early, park my car, and go to sleep in a parking lot, anything to get out of the house. I'm telling you all of these things because my story, it didn't end when I stopped doing drugs, because Satan is doing what he knows to do, which is he's after my soul. But, oh, by the blood of Jesus, he can't have me. He can't have me because I'm going to fight and I'm going to run. I'm going to run on to see what the end is going to be. I'm going to stay. Jesus has given me true deliverance. While I was going through that for seven months, I couldn't eat. If I eat anything, it was like a mouthful. I went from a size 20 to a size 16. And I had to take skirts in. I could only wear two skirts. And I would just alternate. And I would pin up clothes. And people thought and saw that it was, you know, me trying to lose weight. I was ashamed to tell people I can't eat. And I'm going to tell you, I created a prayer closet. A friend of mine, that movie War Room had come out. And a friend of mine, we talked about creating a prayer closet. And I created a prayer closet, and I still have it to this day. I'm ashamed to say that I don't use it as much as I used to, but I went in there the other day and I said, God, I thank you. I thank you for meeting me here. I thank you for delivering me. And I'm going to tell you, in that prayer closet, Jesus would meet me. I would pray. I would sleep in there. And it felt as if I was engulfed in his spirit in that closet. And it's like when I had to come out of that closet to get dressed for work, whatever, I used to do whatever I had to do quickly and get out of the house because I knew they were there. I knew Satan was there. I knew it. I'm telling you all of this because I wanted to say that we all have different routes that we'll take. We all have different situations that will occur in our life. We all have different times, different places. And I know for me, God, Jesus is such a gracious and such a loving God that from the time I was a little child and didn't know no better, from the time that I was being abused, from the time that I was being misused, from the time I was misusing myself, from the time I was selling my body, for the time that child the way I should have been, Jesus being the God that he is of my life, he has forgiven it all. He has forgiven it all. And he is the God, thank you, Jesus, that he doesn't hold those things against me. And I bless him for it. I'm so grateful that he is the God that he is, that he doesn't hold it against me. And I'm so grateful that he gives me the opportunity to let others know that I understand. I let people know all the time. And I remember there was days when I was out there that all I wanted was somebody to come and hug me. I just wanted somebody to come and hug me and treat me like I was worth something. And I make it my business because one thing being a recovering drug addict has given me is the ability to see it. I have the ability to see that spirit on somebody else. And I walk up to them. I always try to let them know that they're important. I always try to let them know. I ask them, I say, you all right today? You know, because I know that when I was out there, I just wanted somebody to treat me like I was a human being. Because when your life is caught up like that, people will have the tendency to forget that you have a soul or that you have a heart. Because the only thing they see is the outside. They don't see what we're feeling on the inside. And that's just like our walk with Christ. Only thing people do is see the outside. They don't remember what's going on the inside. It's our responsibility by what we say, by how we behave, by how we act. It's our responsibility to let them know who lives on the inside. And Jesus lives on the inside. One of the best, greatest verses that I like is when he says, when I was hungry and you fed me, when I was naked and you clothed me, when I was sick and you visited me, and when I was in prison, you came to see me. That's the greatest, for me, I remember that because that's my life. That's my life. He said, when you did it for one of these, you did it for me. And that's how I live my life. I want to love like Jesus said love. I want to love my neighbor as myself. I want to be that one for Christ. But what I want to say is, from where I was then to where I am now, it's only been by the grace of God. It's only been his mercy. It's only been his love. And I'm grateful on what I could say in words. I'm grateful for this opportunity. I pray that someone has heard something that may affect them in their life right now. I'm praying that someone may be encouraged, that if you're going through, to reach out. I'm praying that even if it's not the church that you reach out to, that God has given us lawyers, he's given us doctors, he's given us all kind of educated people. And it doesn't mean that you don't love him because you have to take a different route. But get help in whatever way, whatever capacity that you see. And most of all, I want to say, we have to be mindful. We have to be observant. It's important that we take care of our little ones. We can't walk this walk in Christ and be blind to what's going on at home because our children are looking to us to save them. Satan is after our young generation. Satan is after our young children. He's after them hard, heavy. This generation coming up is not like we were. We have to fight. We have to fight the good fight. We have to tell Satan, Satan, no, you will not have mine. Anoint your baby's feet at night while they're sleeping. Pray over them at night. Ask God to cover them by the blood. We have to become vigilant in our home, not just what we do in church. We have to be vigilant with our babies at home. God bless you. I thank you for this opportunity. I have to calm myself down because when I think of all that he has done for me, when I think of all the mercy that he has shown me, my soul gets overwhelmed. I bless you all in the name of Jesus. Minister Bradley, I believe I'm finished.
Glory to God. Amen. All we can say is to God be the glory. Amen. We have watched the hand of the Lord move over your life, and I tell you, it is just amazing. It is amazing. We're so grateful. We're so grateful that you have come to share on tonight. Amen. Truly, my heart has been blessed. Amen. And we even talked about how we would, you know, present tonight. Amen. And it wasn't the way that we thought. Amen, Jesus. But this was divinely ordered by the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And so what I think we want to do, amen, Jesus, because this testimony has truly blessed us immensely. Amen, Jesus. So I think what we want to do tonight is, if there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, if you would like to, amen, come across, and I mean, maybe you were dealing with some things that you know someone has or is dealing with on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We just want to open the platform tonight. Glory to God that if you would like to come, amen, Jesus, and just let the woman of God know how you've been so blessed on tonight. Or again, if you know there are people that need resources or whatever, you can let us know and we'll certainly try to get some help for them. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just going to open. Amen. If you would, star 6 tonight. If you would like to have expressions tonight. Amen, Jesus. Again, as to how you've been blessed. Amen, Jesus. Or if you feel like you need additional resources, or if you just want to mention someone that you know is struggling and that they need prayer. Amen, Jesus. We'll just open the platform like that. Amen. So just come across. Amen. You can press star 6. Glory to God. If you would like to have words, glory to God. I'm telling you, she has said so much, and I could really go on and on and on. Amen, Jesus. But this is a different platform, so we're going to give you an opportunity tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, amen, have words of expression tonight, you can certainly come over. Just press star 6. Just press star 6 and come over, amen, to the platform on tonight. Will there be one? Will there be anyone? anyone tonight, anyone tonight. Glory to God, anyone tonight.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. God bless you.
This is Ursula. How everybody doing? I just wanted to say I enjoyed that testimony. It kind of touched me. But I really want came on here to see if y'all could pray for my cousin.
Mm-hmm.
He's battling a drug addiction, and he wants to stop, but it's like he can't. And he's losing his mind behind it. And he's hearing voices and a lot of stuff going on with him, and he thinks people talking to him or about him, and it's really in his mind. And I just asked y'all to pray. His name is Justin Hunter.
Justin Hunter?
Justin Hunter.
Okay.
Just want y'all to pray for him, that his mind get back to norm and he can get off these drugs.
Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else on tonight? And amen. As you're coming across, amen, we're just going to ask Minister Emmanuel, amen, if you would come to the platform with us on tonight, amen, Jesus, so that we can touch and agree in prayer on tonight for these precious souls, amen. We know that God is able. We know that God can do it, amen. There is no distance too great, amen, Jesus. There's no situation too big for our God, amen. Glory to God, and we will touch and agree on tonight. Anyone else on tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen. You would like to have words, or you know that there is someone that is, again, just like our first caller, who's struggling. Amen, Jesus, who's struggling and needs help. Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I just want to say that is a very powerful testimony. When she was talking about being in a room with a serial killer, I couldn't do nothing but holler how God delivered her from that. That she listened to him, obeyed him. I just had to yell out on that one. And I wanted to say, not to be comical, but it looked like to me I was just so intrigued with a testimony that I was kind of like, okay, what happened? You know, that sort of thing. But I truly enjoy that. And, ma'am, you keep doing what you're doing. Let the others know that they can be delivered as well. God bless you, and thank you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It was beautiful. I mean, it was beautiful. Amen. How she just allowed the Lord to use us, use her, and just take her right down her life. Amen, Jesus. Just beautiful. You could just see it, vividly see it. Amen. Glory to God. We hear another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
Thank you. I want to say thank you very much to Sister Lassie. I've known her for quite a while, but I don't know her. And tonight opened up a door, and I love her opening up because there are so many people that are going through and don't know how to come out. And I'm requesting prayer for him. He's been battling with drugs for years. So, and keep me in your prayer, Mother Boerm.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Boerm. God bless you tonight. Amen. And let me get your son's name again.
Dama.
Okay. Amen. Amen. We believe God tonight. We believe. We believe God tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. Star 6. Amen. Just press *6. *6 tonight. Amen. Amen. If you're pressing *6, amen, you want to take your phone off of mute because your phone may be on mute, but you want to press *6. to come over to the platform side and then take your phone off of mute, amen, if you're trying to come over on the platform side, amen. So press *6, and we'll see you, okay. Now take your phone. I believe you're on the platform now. Go ahead, caller.
Praise the Lord. This is Minister Erica. I wanted to let Sister know that was a great testimony. God bless you, Sister Leslie. Keep your blessings.
Amen. God
bless
you.
God bless you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory to God. Such again, such a powerful testimony. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And I tell you, God, he's still the same. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. The same God that delivered. Amen, Jesus. This woman of God, amen, he's yet able. He's yet able. He's yet able. Amen. He's yet able. He's still in the delivering business. Amen. I believe I see hear someone else on the platform. God bless you, caller. God bless you. Press *6 and then take your phone off of mute. Amen. Glory to God. If you would like to come to the platform, press *6 and take your phone off of mute. Amen. And then you will be able to, amen, make the connection on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God as well. Amen. We are, amen, taking prayer requests at this time. Glory to God. Amen. So if you have prayer requests or you know those, amen, there may be, that may be needing prayer on tonight. Glory to God. At this time, you can press *6 and come over, and we'll take those prayer requests. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. It just touched my heart. Amen. Even as, amen, the woman of God was talking and she was saying, amen, she just wanted someone. Amen. She was, amen, just crying out, amen, that someone would see, someone would know, glory to God, amen, that she wanted to be delivered. Glory to God, that someone would just discern, amen, to know where she was. Glory to God. And here we are tonight, people of God, to let you know, help is on the way. Help is here. Help is here tonight. Amen. The door is open. Glory to God. We believe God on tonight. Glory to God. We've heard the testimony. Amen, Jesus. We've been touched, amen, in so many areas. And you may have others that you're still seeking, or that you're still, you're yet believing God for on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to touch and agree on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps you're not, amen, you may not want to come over. Glory to God. Amen. But the Lord hears our petitions. Amen. He hears the silent cries of our heart. Amen. Glory to God. It was even in those silent cries that the Lord heard, amen, Jesus, this woman of God, and he brought deliverance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And again, I say, he's the same God. Amen. So anyone else tonight, amen, before the man of God leads us into prayer, anyone else tonight, amen, want to come over? Glory to God. We don't want to leave anyone out. Glory to God. We don't want to leave anyone out on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Well, again, tonight, amen, Jesus, we just want to touch and agree. Amen, Jesus, that person, amen, it may be you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We getting ready to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. We're going before the throne of grace. We're touching God because we know that he's able. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. Glory to God. He's able to do it. Glory to God. We supply the faith. Amen. Glory to God. And the Lord will do the work. Amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform to Minister Emmanuel tonight. People of God, again, you've heard the petition. Amen, Jesus. Let's lock them in on tonight. Glory to God. Those loved ones, amen, that you are concerned about, amen, Jesus, let's lift them now before the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. God bless your minister, Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, Vance Bradley. Amen. God bless to, amen, our speaker of the hour. Amen. Must, amen, acknowledge before I go in prayer. I thank God for, amen, this testimony. Truly, the testimony captured my attention. Amen. So much so that I had to just be still and just listen to the whole testimony. Amen. It was such a beautiful testimony of deliverance, even to the point it caused me to reminisce, even think over my life and what the Lord had done. So many times we have testimonies that we have not even shared and told. Amen. But I tell you, when you can reach back and get a testimony, and you ain't got to make nothing up, but it's true, knowing where God has brought you from. Amen. And people of God, we have heard this testimony tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but my heart is touched. It caused me to reflect on God's goodness towards me and how far God has brought me and what he has done in my life. And I pray that he's done the same thing for you. Amen. We want to pray because we know that God, amen, he has healing hands. Amen. God's hand is not shortened that it cannot save. His ear is not heavy that it cannot hear. Like the woman of God said, you got to get sick and tired. You got to get tired of your wicked ways. You got to get tired of your wrongdoing. Amen. And run to Jesus because he's the only one that can do it. Amen. So we want to pray the prayer of faith, even for the petitions that have come forth tonight. Amen. Praying for loved ones, even those that did not come forth, but knowing that you're standing in need of. Amen. We want to pray and touch, amen, God tonight, believing, amen, that God is going to deliver. God is going to set free. So would you pray with me tonight? Most gracious Heavenly Father, most giver of a good and perfect gift, we only thank you right now. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your mercy. We thank you for your wisdom. We thank you for being such a wise God. Thank you, oh God, for being such an intelligent God. Father God, you do all things well. You know how to do it. You know when to do it, even though you know where to do it. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we praise you right now. We glorify you, God. Oh God, we exalt you for being God tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for the testimony that we have heard this night. We thank you, oh God, for the woman of God that have unveiled herself, that have opened up herself unto all the world to know that God, amen, has delivered her and set her free. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your saving strength. We thank you for your saving power tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for touching our hearts through this testimony that we heard tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for conviction. We thank you, oh, God, for repentance. We thank you, God, for delivering power. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you right now. You've been mighty good to us, Lord. You are a mighty good God. The blood has never loses power. Your blood still got the power to deliver. Your blood still got the power to save. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we need you tonight, Lord. We need you right now, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We come to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you tonight. Thank you for touching us through this testimony. Thank you for encouraging our hearts, Lord. Knowing that you did it for her, you can do it for anyone else tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your hand is not short and that it cannot save. Your ear not heavy that it cannot hear. Oh, Jesus, you're the same God back then that you are now. You are the same God. Oh, Jesus, we're praying right now, Lord, that you will work a miracle, Lord. Work a miracle tonight. In somebody's life, God. Work on this prayer line tonight. Work a miracle, Lord. Turn somebody's life around. Change somebody's heart tonight. In the name of Jesus, give them a new start. Oh, God, deliver them right now, Lord. Deliver them from the drugs. Deliver them from the addiction. Deliver them from prostitution. Deliver them right now. In the name of Jesus, are you able, Lord? You can do it tonight, Lord. You can do it right now, Lord. Faith coming by hearing, hearing through the word of God. We have heard the word tonight. Oh, Jesus, we take hold of faith tonight, knowing that you did it for her. You can do it for anyone else. Oh, Jesus, we pray tonight, God, for all the prayer requests that come forth. You know every prayer request tonight. You know every situation, God. Oh, Jesus. Look on Mr. Hunter tonight, Lord. You know where he's at, Lord. You know who he is, Lord. Look on this young man right now. Touch his mind. Touch his heart, Lord. Save him tonight, Lord. Save him. Save his soul, Lord. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Baptize him in your spirit tonight. Baptize him with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know you able, Lord. Deliver him from the drugs tonight. Take the desire out of his mouth. Take the desire away from him, Lord. Don't let him have no pleasure in doing it. Oh, Jesus. We know you able, Lord. Take the desire away tonight. Take it out of his taste buds. Oh, Jesus. Don't let him crave it anymore. You take it away, Lord. You take it away, God. In the name of Jesus. Help him to realize that he needs your help. Help him to realize that he needs your delivering power. Oh, Jesus. Touch his mind, Lord. Restore his mind tonight. Restore his thoughts, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We know you are the Lord. Rebuke that spirit of paranoia. Rebuke that spirit of paranoia that's plaguing his mind tonight. Loop on that demon tonight. That's torturing his mind tonight. Give him a sound mind. Help him to be sober tonight. Oh, Jesus. Work on him right now. Work on him, Jesus. Work on him, Lord. Turn his mind around. Transform his mind tonight. Change his heart, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Put him on that streetcar straight. Put him on that path of holiness. Put him on that right path tonight. Oh, Jesus. Send somebody his way. They can let him know that there is hope. There is hope in God tonight. There is hope in the tree. Let it be cut down. Yet with the sin of water, it shall sprout again. In the name of Jesus, oh God, send somebody his way. Let him know he's not alone. Let him know he's not fighting this battle by himself. Oh, Jesus, let him know that somebody cares. Let him know that somebody loves him tonight. Send somebody his way, Lord. Send somebody his way, God. They can help him. In the name of Jesus, set him free tonight, Lord. You set him free tonight, God. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Work a miracle, Lord. Work a miracle in his life, Lord. Right now. Touch him right now, God. Wherever he may be, Lord. Let the virtue go out. Let the virtue go out. Not your virtue, Lord. Put him on the Holy Ghost arrest. Arrest him in the Holy Ghost. Arrest him in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. God, break up his heart tonight. Break up the foul ground. Break up that stony heart tonight. Oh, Jesus. Put your spirit within him. Cause him to want to walk right. Cause him to want to do right. Cause him to want to be the man that you have created him to be. Oh, God. Do it right now, Lord. I know you can. I know you can do it, Lord. You are a miracle worker. You haven't lost no power. You're the same God that you were 2,000 years ago. You're the same God right now. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Look on Damian Thompson. Oh, God, look on this man. Look on somebody's child, Lord. This is somebody's son, God. Look on Mr. Thompson right now. Oh, God, as his mother's standing in the gap. His mother's requesting prayer for her child. Oh, Jesus, you know who this young man is. You know where he's at right now. Father God, we pray that you dispatch your angels, dispatch your deliverer angels, to go to where he's at right now. Oh, God, deliver him from the crack house, deliver him from the junk house, deliver him from the ghetto, God, from the gutters of life. Oh, Jesus, deliver him, Lord. Bring him, Lord Jesus. Bring him, Lord. I know you ever, Lord. Yes, there's hope in God. Yes, there is hope tonight. Yes, there is hope tonight. Lord Jesus, we refuse to give up on our children. We're not going to give up on our children. We're not going to stop praying for our children. We're not going to stop believing God for the saving of their souls. Oh, Jesus, we give them back to you tonight. We give our children back to you, Lord. Have your way in their life, Lord. You do what you need to do, God. You get their attention tonight. Get their attention, Lord. Oh, Jesus, save their souls, Lord. Save them tonight, Lord. Save them, Lord. Save that young man, save that young woman, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy on them, Lord. Spare their life, God. Spare their life, Jesus. Don't let Satan kill them. Don't let Satan take them out. In the name of Jesus. Spare their life, God. Cut them under the blood tonight. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over. When you see the blood tonight, oh, Jesus. We pray tonight, Lord, that you cover them under the blood. Jesus, we built the hands of Satan. We built that everything up their life. We built that addiction tonight. We built that stronghold tonight. In the name of Jesus, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We bind up that drug addiction tonight. Every habit tonight. We bind it through the blood of Jesus. We bind it right now. Say the blood of Jesus prevail. The blood of Jesus shall prevail. In the name of Jesus. You can't have our children. You can't have our young people. You can't have these souls. These souls belong to God. They belong to God tonight. These souls belong to God. In the name of Jesus. We lose freedom tonight. We lose deliverance tonight. We lose it in the atmosphere. We lose it over these souls tonight. They shall be free. They shall be free tonight. They shall be set free from the addictions. They shall be set free from the drug habits. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, help tonight, Lord. Help tonight. Only you can do it, Lord. Only you can do it. Send somebody their way that can help them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, look on the young women that are in prostitution. Oh, God, have mercy on them, Lord. Those that are selling their bodies. Look on them right now, Lord. Look on the young women standing on the corner. Deliver them, Lord. Deliver them from prostitution. In the name of Jesus. Look on them right now, Lord. Look on the young men tonight. Who's the old God filling their bodies as well? Male God prostitution. In the name of Jesus. Deliver them, Lord. Lord. Set them free tonight. Let them know that their body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Let them know tonight that their body, God is here. Let them know tonight that they got to offer their body as a living sacrifice. Oh, God, cause them to be vessels of honor tonight. In the name of Jesus. Deliver them tonight for prostitution. In the name of Jesus. I know you able, Lord. Help them to see their self-worth. Let them know they're worth more than that. Let them know tonight that they're worth more than a dollar. Let them know tonight that they're worth more than drugs. Let them know tonight that they're worth more than getting high. In the name of Jesus, loose them tonight and set them free. Please do it, Lord. Oh, God, do it tonight. In the name of Jesus, look on every other request. Look on those tonight that may not have come to the platform to request prayer. But maybe they need a prayer, or they know somebody, amen, who needs help tonight. We pray tonight that you will send them help. Send them help, Lord. Send them help, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, stir up the church tonight that we may go into the gutters and bring these souls out. Stir up the church tonight. Oh, God, that we will roll up our sleeves. Oh, God, and work with these souls. Let them know that God cares. Let them know that God really loves them. In the name of Jesus, do it for your name's sake. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you got God. You called them God. In the name of Jesus. Some of these tonight in the gutters, you can raise them up to be preachers. You can raise them up to be pastors. You can raise them up to be lay members. You can raise them up, God, to be witnesses unto you. Go down in the gutter tonight and raise them up and clean them up, God. Wash them in your blood and make something beautiful out of their lives. In the name of Jesus, give them a new outlook on life. Give them a reason to live. In the name of Jesus, we say live tonight. We say live tonight. Mr. Hunter, we say live tonight. Mr. Thompson, we say live tonight. Young ladies on the street, we say live tonight. Young men on the corner selling drugs, God said live tonight. Live, I say unto thee live. When I saw thee polluted in thy own blood, I said unto thee, ye live. God said live tonight. We speak life over you tonight, that you shall live and not die, to declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, cause young men to put their guns down. Oh, in the name of Jesus, young people are killing one another. But cause them tonight to put the gun down. In the name of Jesus, raise up a nation that shall obey. Raise up an army that will fight for you, God. In the name of Jesus, for your will tonight, for your glory tonight. You'll be glorified tonight. You'll be pleased tonight. You'll be edified tonight. In the name of Jesus, look on our unsaved family members. Look on our brothers tonight. All of them that are not saved, we pray that you will save them, Lord. Baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Look on our sisters tonight. All of our sisters not saved. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. In the name of Jesus, our parents, our uncles and nieces and nephews, every family member that are not saved, we pray for more time. God, give them a little more time that they may seek your face. Give them more time. Don't let them be lost. In the name of Jesus, don't let them be lost, God. Don't let them die in their sins. Don't let them go to hell tonight. But rescue them, God. Rescue them from a sinking sand. So, hey, God. Yeah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Rescue them from them, God. Rescue them from that sinking sand. Hey, God, have mercy on them. Give them more time, Lord. Oh, God, give them more time. Give them more time, Jesus. Spare their life, God.
Don't let them die in their sins tonight. Don't let them die in their sins tonight. Don't let them die with their addictions tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But God, set them free tonight.
Yes.
Set them free tonight, God. Look on all those that have been molested tonight. Look on all those that have been molested, God. Oh, God, they may be carrying bitterness in their hearts. Oh, God, we pray that you would give them forgiveness, God, for those that done them wrong. In the name of Jesus, help them forgive those who have trespassed against them, who have violated them. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, take out the bitterness tonight. In the name of Jesus, give them a heart of forgiveness. Give them a heart of compassion tonight. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, look on those right now. Look on those that are incarcerated tonight. Oh, God, you can do all things. You specialize tonight. You specialize in things that seem impossible. In the name of Jesus, go into the prison house tonight, God. Look on those that are on death row, God. Look on all the murderers, God. Oh, God, forgive them, God. Look on all the rapists tonight. Forgive them, Jesus. Oh, God, forgive them, Lord. Look on the robbers tonight. Forgive them, Jesus. Oh, God, know you able, Lord. You can still forgive them, God. They may have done wrong, God. But, Lord, you can forgive them. Save their souls tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let somebody find Christ tonight. Let somebody be born again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Born of the water and born of the Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, put a stirring in the church, Lord. Oh, God, stir up your people tonight. Oh, God, to reach these lost souls. Stir up your people, God. They go out to the highways and the hedges and compel men to come in. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you've been so good to us. God, you have worked miracles. You have done wonders tonight. Oh, God, we praise you for the testimony that come from my dear sister tonight. We thank you for, oh, God. Powerful testimony. Oh, God, that had touched so many hearts tonight. That had touched, oh, God, so many souls tonight. Oh, God, you reached way down into our spirit. And you touched our spirit tonight, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I can't forget what you've done for me, Lord. I can't forget what you've done for me. I can't forget how you set me free, Lord. How can I forget? Hallelujah, Jesus. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the woman of God tonight that has come forth and shared her testimony with the world. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray. Oh, God, that your word will have free course in the lives of the people.
Yeah.
Let your word, let the testimony change somebody's life tonight.
Yeah.
Let this testimony change somebody's heart tonight.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you. We thank you. We claim victory tonight. We claim deliverance through the precious blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, oh, God, for every petition that have gone forth. Father God, we know that thou always hears us when we pray. And we say thank you, O God, for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answers while we yet call. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we believe you. We count it done. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you by faith. We count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Thank
amen.
You, Lord. Thank you.
Amen, amen, and so it is tonight. Amen, so it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're just
thank you, Lord.
Grateful tonight. Amen, for all that our ears have heard. Amen, all that has truly touched our spirits on tonight, revived us. Glory to God, in so many ways. Amen, we've been revived in so many ways. Amen, by this testimony on tonight. And we're grateful, amen, for all that the Lord is getting ready to do, amen, coming out of this testimony, amen, in your lives, in our lives, amen. Glory to God, people of God, we just want to let you know you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. On tonight, simply text Amen. I'll give you two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, you may text us, Amen, Jesus. If you're listening internationally and you would like to get a copy, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp. And that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Don't forget as well, people of God, you can go out. Amen. Our broadcast are housed on our Prayer News Network Facebook page. So you can actually go out, Amen, Jesus, listen to it as often as you like. Certainly, we encourage you to click and send, Amen. Send it via Messenger, Amen. Send it via your page. However, people of God, do you know the countless number of people, Lord God, that will be blessed by this testimony? Amen, Jesus. Do you know how many lives the Lord can touch by this testimony right here? Surely as we've been touched, Amen, Jesus, the Lord is ready to touch others. So we encourage you to get a copy. Help us to get the word out. Amen. Again, text us. We'll send it to you. Or go out to our Facebook page. Glory to God. Also, don't forget, people of God, you can go out to the web. Amen, Jesus. Google Prayer News Network. You'll as well see a copy there. And as well there on that page, you'll be able to listen to our podcast. Amen. Some people prefer to listen by podcast. So, listen, people of God, we're just trying to get it out by any means necessary. Glory to God. Go out to our Facebook page. Amen. Comment. Amen. Put a comment out there. Amen. About tonight's testimony. Amen. Put something out there to let the people know how blessed you were. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There are some people, amen, that are just, amen, surfing out there. Perhaps if they see your message, they'll click because they'll want to know. Amen, what was said. Amen, and so much was said tonight. Glory to God. We thank God tonight again for you. We thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourself. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Already getting text messages. Amen, Jesus. People who have enjoyed the word. Amen, enjoyed the testimony on tonight. Amen. And we know that this is just the beginning. Amen. It's just another step in what God is doing in your life. Glory to God. We know God is about to, amen, open many, many, many doors. Amen. Many, many, many doors in your life so that testimony such as this can go forth. Amen. Unapologetically. Amen. Why? Because you are delivered, because God has done the work in your life, amen, and you don't mind telling it, you don't mind declaring it, amen, and I tell you again, it is so powerful, amen. We just want to encourage you, amen, to continue on, amen. We're grateful, we're grateful, we're grateful that you've come to be with us on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, and listen, we're going to invite you back. Amen. Glory to God. Whenever you have time. Amen. Amen. As the caller said earlier, what else? What else? Amen, Jesus. We know that there's more. Amen. Glory to God. As you said, there's so much more that you couldn't get it all out. Glory to God. But listen, that you got out, it needed to be said. Amen. But we believe, God, by faith, that you'll come back and be with us again. Amen, Jesus, in the near future. Amen, Jesus. Powerful testimony. Listen, people of God, she could have just taken just one section, amen, glory to God, and expounded on that and just really taken us, oh, my Lord, I'm telling you, I was sitting here, and it was just, my mind was going. My mind was just like, just so open to what God wants to do, amen, with you. Amen, in this ministry, amen, that the Lord has placed within you. Glory to God. So we bless God for you on tonight, amen. Glory to God, and we pray on tonight, amen. Glory to God. We
tonight. Father, we give you for your willingness on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for how she has come, glory to God, and just exposed herself, opened herself to the world, amen, an open book, glory to God, to show the world, glory to God, what you can do, not only what you can do, but what you will do. We thank you for the work, glory to God. Thank you for the work that you've begun in our life. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, Father, at this time, at this juncture. Glory be to God for this turn now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you will cover her. We're asking that you will shield her. We're asking that you will protect her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight to restore the virtue unto her. We're thanking you tonight for the confidence. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for the glory. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for the Holy Ghost. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you tonight for what you've done. We're blessing you, glory to God, hallelujah, for the countless of lives, glory to God, that shall be touched, that will be touched by this testimony. Father, we say you get the glory. Father, you get the praise. You get the honor, for it is all due unto you. Father, we're thanking you tonight. We're asking that you would look upon your servant. We're asking, glory to God, that you would bless her now. Bless her, glory to God. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Bless her mightily, oh God, for her willingness. We ask that you would bless her going out. We're asking that you would bless her coming in, oh God, from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we're asking that you would cause your face to shine upon her, cause your favor to rest upon her, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you now. We're thanking you for open doors and doors and doors and doors that shall be open unto her. We give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, that you will give her the courage, that you will give her the strength, even in the days ahead, to declare your work, to declare your glory. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. We praise you. We honor you. Father, we do forbid backlash right now in the name of Jesus. We forbid backlash of the enemy. We forbid it tonight. We declare, we decree on tonight, there shall be no retaliation. We declare, we decree on tonight, oh God, for what you've done is done and cannot be rebuilt. Father, we thank you tonight for destroying yokes. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for breaking chains. We're thanking you tonight for your precious anointing. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For Sister Leslie, thank you for her life. Thank you for all you've done. Glory to God. Thank you for all you've done, for your glory. In that precious name, Jesus, we glorify, we honor you now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Sister Leslie, God bless you tonight. Amen. We just can't thank you enough for allowing the Lord to speak to his people tonight. Amen. Thank you for your life to be an example, to show forth the glory of God. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to, amen, Jesus, listen, people of God, listen, I did receive on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God, some information that came over on my text message. Amen, Jesus. There is, amen, Jesus, a national helpline. Amen, Jesus, for those that may be facing mental health, glory to God, or has substance abuse or disorders. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Amen, Jesus, we believe God by faith. Amen, Jesus, but for those that, amen, we're not able to, glory to God, to get to come in, or those that never have, amen, Jesus, in a crisis situation, glory be to God, there is a national helpline, glory be to God, that you can certainly call, amen, Jesus, to get them out of harm's way. Amen. Glory to God. While the Lord is yet working, amen. Again, if there's a crisis and they need help, glory be to God, amen. Listen, help is available. That number is 1-800-662-4357. Again, 1-800-662-4357. Amen.
Glory to God, again, for those that may be in a crisis situation, amen, and need immediate help, amen. Glory to God. Also, there is a National Suicide Prevention Line. Glory be to God for anyone who may be, again, that's a crisis situation that needs immediate help. Glory to God. This is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and that number is 1-800-273-8255. Again, that's 800-273-8255. Amen. Again, these situations that may be, amen, crisis situation and need immediate help. Amen. Glory to God. Jot those numbers down. People of God, hold on to them in the event that you're needing them. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we thank God tonight. Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Leslie. Amen, Jesus. We're going to, amen, ask you to come back to the platform. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps this, amen, we want to give you the final word on tonight. Glory to God to the people. Glory to God or anything else that the Lord is laying on your heart. Amen. Glory to God. You have the platform.
God bless you, woman of God. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to say to you, thank you for the opportunity. I thank God for all that he is and who he is in my life. I thank God for continually showing me his strong hand, and I bless his name. And that's all I have to say, and I pray everyone is continually covered under his blood, and those who feel that they need help or felt that there was no help, I pray that they would seek it out.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Also, if you would, amen, Jesus, if there's anyone as well, glory be to God, that you feel like, amen, you need prayer, you can certainly reach out to us. Amen. Reach out to us, either one of those numbers that we just gave you. Certainly reach out to us. Amen, Jesus. We're here. Amen. We're here for you. Amen. We're touching and agreeing, believing God by faith. Amen. Stretching our faith. Amen. Glory to God. Believing that God is able, knowing, amen, Jesus, that he's able to perform. So certainly feel free to reach out to us as well. Glory to God, to your local churches. Glory to God, your pastors or whatever. You don't have to suffer in silence. Amen. Glory to God. But reach out, amen, to whomsoever the Lord gives you, the Lord lead you, amen, Jesus, to reach out to. Amen. Help is here. Amen, Jesus. We are helpers one to the other. Amen. Now, people of God, we do pray. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you tonight again for this word. Thank you for this testimony. Thank you for all that you've done in thy precious name, O God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover us and keep us, cover us in your shed blood, for you did give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. And we're thanking you tonight for your angels, thanking you for your covering, thanking you for your blood on tonight. Now, Father, we're asking that you would cover each and every one, amen, that are listening to this broadcast on tonight. Cover us, Father, and we shall be covered in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking you tonight, Father, those that will assemble themselves on tomorrow in their houses of worship, Father, we're asking that you would show up, show forth your glory, show forth your glory in great measure. Break yokes, oh God, destroy the works of the enemy. Cause the praises to go forth. Amen. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Father, keep us now and cover us. Bring us back together again at the appointed time. For this we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. We look to see you tomorrow night, people of God. Amen, Jesus, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, amen, Eastern time. Amen, 8 o'clock Central time, et cetera, et cetera. God bless you tonight. We thank God for your time. Thank you for your attention on tonight. Glory to God, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.